I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, during her confirmation hearings this week, Judge Sonia Sotomayor was repeatedly asked about how her past involvement with a civil rights group would color her performance on the bench. We hear from the new leader of another such group, the oldest Latino civil rights organization, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF. But first, this week, the NAACP celebrates 100 years of fighting racial discrimination. And last night, President Obama recognized the milestone with an address at the group's national conference.
There's a reason why the Little Rock Nine defied a governor and a mob. It's because there is no stronger weapon against inequality and no better path to opportunity than an education that can unlock a child's God-given potential.
But the very success that President Obama represents has some questioning the mission and the future of the NAACP. Here with us to talk more about that is NAACP Chairman Julian Bond. He, of course, attended the speech last night, and he joins us from New York. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
What did you think of the president's speech?
It was fabulous. He touched all the right notes. If you had been there and heard the crowd respond to him, you'd know that we loved it.
I was going to ask what the mood was there last night. I would assume that members particularly appreciated the fact that the president attended on his first term in office, unlike President Bush, who I believe was 5 or 6 years in before he attended one of the group's conventions. So how was he received?
Just a year ago at our convention that he would help us celebrate our 100th this year, and we held him to his promise, and of course he kept his promise.
There are some who are taking note of the president's call to this group to spend more time with their children, be more attentive to their children's education. I was just listening to some of the conversation about it on the morning talk shows. There are some who are saying, well, why was that message needed to this particular group? Did you feel that way?
I don't think it's needed for this particular group. I think it's needed for all of people who have children. I mean, every parent should do that. I didn't think it was something that black people don't do and need to be reminded to do. I thought it was a message for every American.
In his speech last night, the president also mentioned discrimination experienced not just by African Americans, but by gays, by Muslims, by Latinos. How did the members respond to his sort of broader discussion of discrimination and intolerance experienced by other groups?
I think enthusiastically. You know, the NAACP has always been interracial and interfaith from its beginnings 100 years ago until today. We've always thought that if we attack discrimination aimed at racial minorities, that the victories benefit all Americans, make the country better. So this was a welcome message, rather. And again, as they did to almost everything the president said, they responded enthusiastically.
The president also kind of linked his achievement as president to the foundation laid by groups like the NAACP and the NAACP in particular. But there, of course, are those who now say that with a President Obama occupying the highest office in the land, what is the need for a group like the NAACP? And, of course, I'm going to ask the same question of Thomas Sines, who's following our conversation, who's the new president of MALDEF. What do you say to that, Chairman Bond?
I say that we've never been the National Association for the Advancement of One Colored Person. We instead advocate for all people of color. And, of course, remember that white people are people of color as well. And secondly, that just because we have a black president who can open the door to Air Force One, that doesn't mean his children can swim in a pool in Philadelphia. And as long as that's true, you'll need an organization like the NAACP and like MALDEF.
What are your priorities now going forward? This is the beginning of the next 100 years of the NAACP, presumably. What are your priorities going forward?
Well, next February, my term as chairman expires. I announced Sunday night that I wouldn't run again. I've been doing this for 11 years. And when I started, my hair was black and we had a white president. And now my hair is white. We have a black president. The NAACP is responsible for both of these things. So I'm still going to be on the board, and I'm going to keep trying to help this organization do everything it can to be a better organization tomorrow than today. And as everybody says, including those people who are forced out of office, I'm going to spend more time with my family.
All right. Julian Bond is the chairman of the NAACP. Well, what are you going to do? Play more golf? What's the plan?
I've never played golf, so I won't play more. But travel a little bit, see my grandkids, just take it easy, or a little more easy. But I still work, you know. I have to work for a living. NAACP doesn't pay. I teach at American University in Washington and the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, so I'll keep doing that.
Julian Bond is the chairman of the NAACP. He received the Spingarn Medal last night, the NAACP's highest award, recognizing his work over the years with the organization, which, as you have just heard, turned his hair white. He was kind enough to join us from his hotel room in New York. Mr. Bond, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations to you.